This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Whenever Chris Lindstrom comes in and sits down, it's all good. We'll lead the show with the big guy. Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing.
Interrupt and miss up the times.
No, we haven't even started talking about the Braves yet, and you got the shirt on, so.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Big game. It was fun watching that Mets series the other day on Monday. It was so, obviously got a big win in the second game and excited what they can do tonight.
Adopted Braves fan or grew up a Braves fan somehow?
Adopted. It's one of my favorite things to do here in Atlanta. Go down, sit in the Delta Club, watch all those games, and it's quite the experience.
Big flex right there. I'm telling you,
it's my favorite.
We like the Delta Club too. We do too. We enjoy it. Chris, obviously going short week and everything. How's your preparation been going because of the short week, quick turnaround after coming off a physical game?
The Thursday is always a challenge on the physical side, so you're always trying to recover, and Raheem's done such an amazing job to get us back physically. And then the mental preparation, just thankful that it's a divisional opponent who we have a lot of reps banked against, and study and dive into what they do this year, what they do well, and you have all those personal reps with guys over the years. And so just really lock in everything, and everything's crammed in, but guys are doing a great job preparing.
How is your job different or affected, if at all, when the starting right tackle is out, is a backup right tackle, the starting center is out, there's a backup center, so the guys that you're in between are different than they were at the beginning of the season? How does that change your job at all?
I think it's just the communication aspect of it, and super fortunate that Ryan Neuzel's been here for 4 years now, and so ton of practice reps together, and even when he was a younger guy, he was given the defensive looks, and so we're always talking through those things. So that's the continuity that we're super thankful that we have. So one practice of physical, doing it together, and then you're hitting your stride because we both know what we want. And then Storm, I don't know how many games it's been together, but I think that was like our third or fourth game play together. So and both of those guys are such really good pros that, you're never picking up for their – it's not like there's somebody that's new in the building. You got to pick up, for them mentally. Those guys are sharp and on top of it. And so it's just the kind of the small things of how guys want to play things to see the difference.
What is the little thing that's keeping this offense from staying on track on third downs? Gaining more plays, all those different things. What, in your opinion, what is that little thing that's keeping you off of that?
I think Coach talks about it a lot. Is we just got to stay in third and manageable, and then you just look at the percentage breakdowns. It doesn't matter who it is. You're third and seven plus. It's hard to go. Like, those defensive linemen are good. The coverage is really good. So third and manageable is definitely, the goal when you get in those situations, because the whole playbook's open. When those guys get the tee off and screw their cleats into the ground, every single team in the NFL is really good. So just staying in third and manageable.
Falcons offensive lineman Chris Lindstrom joining us here to kick off the show live from Flowery Branch. Where do you feel like the offensive line specifically, but the offense as a total unit has improved the most from week one or before week one to where you guys are at now?
I think the operational standpoint of, I think we had the turnovers and penalties and stuff like that, and I feel like we've gotten away from procedural penalties, and it's really just been, in-snap penalties, hands to the face, stuff like that, which is all technical stuff that, you want to work on and eliminate. And Kirk's just done such a fantastic job communicating with us every day, and the reps keep stacking and stacking, and knowing what we want and getting a feel for things.
What is it like blocking for a quarterback where the defense pretty much knows he's going to be, like, at 7. He's not going to run out there or anything like that. Does your set have to be a little bit different because of that?
Yeah, it definitely does. But then there's, like everything, there's stuff kind of changes. So, you know, want to be inside out on it. But, you know, it's a great thing knowing also where he is because, you know, where you want to force the rush.
Right.
And so, you know, we got to be firm and stout in there. And then also you kind of know where they're going to attack, and it's a little bit different each week and their whatever pressures or, you know, style or rush they want to bring. And so, yeah, everything with protection is always firm inside out.
I know you guys, I mean, whoever's running the football, you guys have a job to do and create lanes for them to run in. But when Tyler Allgeier starts going like he was in the second half of that game, and he's running through folks and he's making guys make decisions like he was, what does that do to the offensive line just in terms of that fire you guys up? You're seeing him run like that?
Without a doubt, I think it brought energy to the whole team. You see him running angry like that.
Yep.
Even the check down that he caught on the 3rd and 10, you know, he puts his foot in the ground and he's making a guy miss, and all of a sudden he's got a 14-yard check down when he threw it behind the line of scrimmage, and that's all just because of his effort and the style and how he plays. And absolutely love Tyler, and you know, he's the best wide zone back probably in the NFL. When he puts his foot in the ground and throws his pads into people, he's always going forward, always falling forward. And you love blocking for guys like that because, I mean, I think it just energizes the offense and then the whole team when you see somebody laying. You know, it's no different than D or AJ coming up and making the play and, you know, smashing whoever it is on a flat route. I think Tyler brings that same energy.
You said earlier, division opponent, obviously, Tampa and everything, you played against the team. Are you going to pack on the carbs and everything? Because unlike all of us, we don't know how what it's like to tackle and tussle with Vita Vea.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, tell us a little bit about him as a player and them as a whole defense.
Yeah, Vita's had a ton of success in the league. And, you know, he's been there in Tampa. And, you know, he's about as physically gifted as it gets. As big as he is, like 6'4", and they say he's 360. You know, who knows what the number is. But he moves as good as anybody at nose in the league. And his, you know, club hump is, you know, right up there with the best guys. And so when he gets going vertical, he's a very good player, very stout in the run. And have a ton of respect for him and, you know, the ability that he has. So it's a great challenge for us.
I know there's no weeks off. It's the NFL. But it just feels like, I mean, we're talking about week one and what that defensive line was like, and then Chris Jones and Vita Vea this weekend. Like, I mean, mentally, you just getting ready to go up against this attack every week, man. Like, obviously you're up for it, but it seems relentless.
Yeah, it's always a gauntlet with it. And then, but I think the challenge in itself makes you excited. Like, you know, like you said, the Steelers have probably the best defense and defensive front across the board. And Chris Jones is, you know, arguably probably the best interior pass rusher in the NFL. And then Vita is a fantastic player. And then, you know, just across the board, I think these defensive linemen are getting so good. But that's the beauty of the offensive line. And, you know, we always talk about, like, Alex Mack's big thing when I was a young player is offensive linemen are evaluated by consistency. Right. And so that's a challenge, and every single week going into that and embracing that, and that is a lot of fun.
Last one for me, and I want to go back to you talk about Tyler Allgeier's wide zone and everything like that. What makes this go? What makes that, because a lot of listeners ask us, I can explain it, but since you're in it now, what makes that go? Because sometimes you see it as a guy in the backfield. He might split a, because it's a zone, so it's really like a double team, but he might split it. How do you get that movement on that play that makes it so successful?
Yeah, I think it starts with the landmark. So the back has his landmark, and he presses that landmark. And we know as up front, we want to get that stretch and then cut off the backside. That's always the you know, core fundamentals of offensive line, wide zone. And then the back always makes you right. When he's pressing his landmark and he's on the correct landmark, he puts his foot in the ground and gets vertical. It's, you know, a huge gain. And if they want to go inside, he presses it outside. And so it's just really disciplined in those things, and I don't think anybody's better than Tyler and Bijan at that.
The Braves stay alive tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I'm all in.
We're going to hold you to that.
All right.
We're going to hold you to that.
I don't know if my confidence is there, but I like that yours is.
Yeah.
Chris Lindstrom, nice enough to hang out with us. Thank you very much.
Appreciate
Thank
it, man.
Good
luck, brother.
Falcons radar, Chris Lindstrom.